Yeah, it's a lot of moving parts, but I had my S24 Ultra I just got from Verizon, which is still in the return window, so I'm just returning that, and I paid off my wife's phone, so we were free and clear, no contract, no device payments. We just walked away from Verizon, and then traded in her phone. I paid it off for like $130. We got $1,000 off of her new iPhone 16 Pro. And then if I traded in an iPhone 12, I got $1,000 off also. So I went on Backmarket, which is like a refurbished electronics website. I paid $230 for an iPhone 12. Got $1,000 off my new phone. So I got an iPhone 16 Pro Max. I'm like, screw it. This phone's sweet. I'll give my iPhone a whirl again. I got it home. They added that camera button to the bottom right side of the phone. I couldn't stand it. I hit it every 5 seconds. Couldn't use some of my work apps like ConnectWise, Screen Connect on it. So I was back at AT&T the next morning, and I still got a $1,000 trade-in for that iPhone 12 on my S24 Ultra. So, yeah. I'm just going to stick with Android from now on. I do better with it. But I just ran a speed test. I'm in a spot where Verizon literally didn't work. I'm getting 40 down and 5 up, so I guess I can't complain.
KB0DCO.